Parts of central Texas are getting hit with another round of heavy rain. Floodwaters and submerging highways are threatening more homes. At least 21 people have been killed and 14 are missing in the state. Earlier this week, Bill Nye, the science guy, sent out this tweet. Billions in damage in Texas and Oklahoma. Still no weathercaster may utter the phrase climate change. Many conservative climate change deniers went berserk over his post. Documented denier Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has not commented on the storm's link to climate change. However, the Republican presidential hopeful did send his support to the families in Texas. What's important here is Bill Nye never suggested the flooding was caused by global warming. He simply pointed out climate change, which experts say is exacerbating weather extreme events like this, should be part of the conversation. Bill Nye joins us tonight here on The Ed Show. Bill, good to have you with us. Appreciate your time. What do you say? What would you like to say to all of those conservatives who have blasted you for your tweet and your analysis on this?
Well, as I say, shooting the messenger isn't going to help you on climate change. Here's what, though. Would you vote for some? I want conservatives, and Ed, we need conservatives. We can't have just one side running the show. You got to have give and take. But just ask yourself, if you're a conservative voter, if somebody like Mr. Cruz insisted that there was no connection at all between cigarette smoking and cancer, and was just adamant about it, would you vote for that person? Would you think that he or she has good judgment? And I submit you probably wouldn't. And so the connection between climate change and human activity is established at least as well as cancer and cigarettes. So let's get on with it.
They are out attacking you because of a weather event that is really in parallel with the science and other events that have taken human life in America, weather extremes.
This could be the future. This could be something that happens every year, or every other year, every 5 years. If you're in the seawall business, this is going to be great for a few decades. So this would be time to act. And the other thing, Ed, I talk about all the time, is very important to me. I was born in the U.S. I got my engineering degree in the U.S. I have a license, engineering license in the U.S. I took a lot of physics in the U.S. I want the U.S. to lead. I want the United States to be the world leader in the things that we need to do to address climate change. And people criticize me for this. Okay, the climate's still changing. As we say, science is true whether you believe it or not.
Now, Monday is the start of the 2015 hurricane season.
Well, officially.
Do you expect this
hurricanes don't read calendars, okay?
The beginning of the season. Okay, so on the calendar, it's there. Do you expect this to be an exceptionally rough one?
Well,
this year?
It's very hard to predict. That's what we say all the time. It's very difficult to connect any one weather event to this global phenomenon of climate change. With that said, we expect hurricanes to be stronger. Now, there's another phenomenon where the hurricanes get decapitated, essentially, off the east coast of Africa, off the west coast of Africa. And so they don't get as strong. And these things are very difficult to predict. However, an El Nino seems to be developing, so you'd expect strong hurricanes. But either way, the chances of rough weather are much higher than not. You know, 2014 was the warmest year on record. That's not a coincidence. It's human activity. 97% of the scientists in the world are on this. So the people on the other side are really not, they're closing their eyes to a situation they do not wish to acknowledge.